Good afternoon, everybody. It is Tuesday at 11:55 a.m. Is it the 30th?
Yes, it is.
The 30th.
Of boy, July.
Are we glad to see you today? Carlisle, how are you feeling?
Feeling great.
Feeling great?
Feeling great. You know, it's Tuesday. It's a work week, and we got sports, and we got NFL coming up.
Any week is a work week, my friend.
Unless you're on vacation.
You're right.
It's not.
Keith, how are you feeling today?
How we doing, Keith?
A godly man.
How are all the, how's the equipment?
All running smooth.
All powered up. Hissing just nice.
Lights are working and the things are recording.
Speaking
all right, guys.
Of hissing.
Sponsored by Great Decisions. So, we're going to start things off with a little bit of baseball this week. It's, I guess, starting to get exciting a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Trade
it's
deadline.
It's like each month gets a little better from here on out. August, then September, then October, it's go time. So, with that being said, there's really not shit going on still.
Yep. Except baseball, we got the trade deadline coming up. Of course, it's just rumors and analysis for right now.
So, Stroman, the 28-year-old right-hander for the Mets now. That's probably the biggest move this offseason so far.
For sure.
And the fact that he said that all the Mets want to do is win.
Mets gonna Mets, bro.
Since when?
Mets are Metting hard right now.
But no, they've got a better chance this year than they've had in a long time. So
do the Jets.
Yeah. We'll see what Sam Darnold's not gonna have any turnovers this year. So we're gonna talk about that. With that being said, Stroman, like probably the biggest, he's from Long Island, gonna be okay. Jason Vargas, he got replaced, went to fucking Philadelphia, I think. Who gives a shit? The top five right now in baseball, you've got the Dodgers, which not a surprise.
69 wins.
You have the Yankees, nice. You have the Yankees, two games behind them. And then you have the Astros, the Twins, which the Twins are a huge surprise. Last year they did well. The past couple of years, they've won their division for the first time in a while, so they're coming back up. The Indians, another kind of surprise, but they're looking great too. They had the game with the Pirates, scored 10 runs the other day in one inning.
That's, hey, 10 runs in one inning?
Them boys are swinging.
That's more than Gene Simmons used
some
to
swingers.
Do in the 80s.
Some swingers.
Slingers. Speaking of slingers, Max Scherzer, 10-game injured list, son.
That's a bummer.
Is this going to hurt the Nationals out of their wild card? Is this going to end their wild card chance?
I'd like to think so.
I'm sorry, guys. We're trying to be serious about baseball.
Here's something serious, kind of. Okay. I've always been a fan. Mm-hmm. Will the Giants keep Madison Bumgarner?
Who gives a shit?
I like Madison Bumgarner. What's going to happen?
What's going
to
happen to
him? If they get rid of him, see ya, Giants. See ya.
First off, the Giants are really not. I mean,
they suck. They haven't made anything since like 2014-13.
They're okay, but they're not really okay. And first off, Buster Olney, if he's writing about them, know that it's bad. And no, Diaz will not go to Boston. They're not going to spend the money on him. Just saying. Sorry, this is bad. Bad podcast right now.
It's no such thing.
Really, honestly, the thing that I think baseball needs is to allow them to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Just to spice it up, really get things cranking.
For sure. I mean, in any sport, really. Why hockey? Why is that the only sport that is cool?
Because it was not made here. The first hockey game ever in history recorded ended in a brawl.
And they didn't even quit in the game.
That's just kind of how it was. And now you've got people wearing helmets for soccer. Like, I don't know, man. I think these athletes know what they're getting themselves into, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how do you make baseball more interesting. Do we let the refs fight? Let the umpires go head-to-head?
I think that's a great idea. Cheerleaders. Why can't we have a little titties with our ball?
Okay.
This, you know, asking for multiple friends.
And male cheerleader. Male titties.
Male titties.
Two.
Fuck it.
It's 2019.
Hey,
can't just be about one
pair
of titties.
You know what? We got five and five. Are you happy it's equal?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. No. You guys, it's 60-40.
So, six girls, four dudes?
Yeah. That makes
more
sense to me.
Well, if you're doing that, we should do like eight girls, two dudes.
I think that's good.
But just one guy.
Right.
Nine girls, one guy.
Nine girls, one guy. Yep. And the guy's the mascot. So, Look, baseball, we love you. We love popcorn. We love going to the games. The only problem is Nashville Sounds are the closest thing to us.
Just buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want.
At the old ball game, maybe allow... Never mind, I'm not going to say that. I am going to say it. Maybe allow marijuana at every sporting event.
Guarantee you.
I was going to say hand jobs.
The younger people would come. Hand jobs. Or just have a little like strip club right in the middle of every stadium.
I'm going to be honest.
Like where you would have the barbecue place, have a strip club. Like I just want to see like a pink room with mirrors and poles.
We need to live in a world where, look, we don't need to indulge in sin, but we need to let our kids know, hey, it's out there, and this is what it looks like, and feels like, and smells like, and sounds like.
You know those games you watch on Sundays, Jimmy?
Mm.
They're not so innocent.
They're not. You know what Lawrence Tay is doing with a couple of the honeys after the games? He's not taking them out for sushi. Well, maybe he is, but it's not the kind that you do with your family after church on Sunday.
Guaranteed.
But maybe it is. It's not.
Maybe it isn't.
But it could be.
Probably not.
Baseball, we love you and we're fans of you. But right now,
hold on. We got one thing.
It's pretty bad when football season's not on and I still don't want to watch baseball.
That's true. But we do have a little cool little, like the most baseball thing that can happen.
So. We do. We do. As a matter of fact, Anthony Rendon did something cool.
Cranking it. Here we go.
Grand slams are the best part of baseball.
The best part. That's what America's for, right there.
And look at charging them out.
You see him just trotting, and the other team's just like, fuck, damn.
And it was tied. And it was tied. Braves, Nationals. It was tied 2-2, bottom of the sixth. And Rendon sent that shit home.
Sure did. He grand slammed that sucker all the way to California.
We have a new segment called Age Gap. And this segment is, I think it explains itself. Go ahead and roll the film.
Japanese art form known as anime. Familiar to young people, certainly.
Oh, you're not? I mean, I'm a huge... I like to do the Naruto run every Thursday with my friends.
So half of me thinks he's talking about porn. That he thinks that he's talking about porn.
Anime. Hentai. He's talking about hentai.
Right. And he's like, hey, I'm not judging you. That's not weird that you like that. He's like, no, I'm talking about fucking like, you know, Dragon Ball Z. I'm not talking about hentai heaven.
Dragon Balls in Zeep pussy.
Right.
Know? We're not talking about that.
Mm-mm. No. Piccolo, Diccolo.
Yeah.
Super in her.
Super
slay her.
Super slam the ham. Super slap the ham.
I don't know. But the thing
her
is.
Her ass is the ham.
These guys are like 7 years old. And I feel like anime has been around for a very long time. Like
Pokemon.
Pokemon's
an anime, right?
Yeah, but I'm just talking about like back in the day. They had to have some sort of like comic book or something. Not from
here.
Yeah,
this shit just didn't come out in the 90s and like start running, you know?
Right. No, and I guess the internet wasn't as accessible back then either, so you couldn't just pull up a web browser and be like, oh, look, it's fucking...
No, but really shot that shit off, though, is when they started drawing anime titties.
I thought you were going to say when we nuked, but yeah. Anime titties, though, that's definitely probably what it was.
Well, that's what happened to Hello Kitty, and that's where anime came from.
Hello Titty. But nobody wants to watch that show except these guys. And, the whole moral of the story here, pretty sure... They're just fucking old guys, and they don't know, but they're like, anime, it's really popular with kids these days.
And I'm not judging you. What are you saying?
It's like getting me a Bop It for Christmas.
You're commentating a race? What?
Come on. Look. Come on.
Well, that's like me going, a football game, yeah, all these jewels out here nowadays. I'm not judging you, but it's a lot of younger folks.
With what are they called? Jewelies? Gyms? They're called gyms?
They're called Jimmy Jews? Did you go to John's?
Yeah, man, just don't try. Stop. Don't be cool. There's no reason to be cool. And that's not cool. So, fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to do a little UFC recap. We're not going to be able to do any tell of the tapes this week, but next week
it's coming right back at you.
Don't you worry. Cause we've got your back. Honestly, it really wasn't that much of an exciting card.
Max Holloway, the fight went the distance.
Yeah, it did.
He won.
He did.
Chris Cyborg went decision.
Mm-hmm.
The fight we saw.
Yes.
Jeff
Neal.
Okay,
so that's the one. That's the one that we have problems with. Because this was a brawl. This was a war.
This was a fight, dude.
This was a very good fight. And they both looked... they were brutal. They were aggressive. They weren't backing down. Both of them were progressing.
Both of them got takedowns.
But what I'm saying is you know, one wasn't leading the other. They were both progressing, and they were meeting in the middle, and they were slugging it out. They got, in our opinion, got called too early.
Yeah, which begs the question, was it stopped early?
Is Dana White a Nazi?
I mean,
does he work for the SS?
Well, he won't allow his videos on YouTube. That's the first one.
Do we have a 23andMe on Dana White? Do we know his heritage? Do we know where he's from?
His last name's White.
Sounds pretty, I wonder what
sounds
race.
Pretty pure.
I wonder what race Hitler loved.
Dana.
Weird. Dana.
Yeah.
I wonder what one of their favorite pastries is. Danishes.
Danish white pastries.
Coincidence? Probably. So, Olivier Aubin-Mercier, that was the other fight that was pretty... I like the guy. He's shifty, but Armin was too much for him.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't get an Armin on Armin. All right. Decision. Oliver. Armin.
That was good.
5 minutes. And then, honestly, Jotko, that was a very boring fight.
Oh, yeah.
Marc-Andre Barriault. I wish that I had a name like that. Like Aubin-Mercier. It's got like the dash in the middle between it. And that Marc-Andre. It's got the dash.
Oh, we get to watch these this weekend. Robbie Lawler.
Oh, dude, you could do a tell of the tape.
Oh, dude.
Is that this weekend? Yeah, is that Friday?
But we're not. That's Saturday, but we're not going to be able to watch it because we're going to be.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be working.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to tell you guys. We got a job. A new one. Can't talk too much about it. You'll hear about it. You'll see it. Maybe you won't, but you would if you wanted to.
Yeah.
It's with a brand you may or may not have heard of. And it's really all
starts with E and ends with N.
And that's all we're allowed to say. And it's not Viagra.
No.
And that's all we're allowed to say, really. But other than that, we've got great news. We've got great things coming. If you're wondering why things are a little slow today, guess what? It's because they are. Okay? Football season right around the corner. We're about to talk about it.
Yeah.
Another thing that we didn't talk about. And this is a hot take, so I just wanted to...
Let's go ahead and get that mic ready.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is Conor McGregor done?
Selling whiskey? Absolutely not. Fighting?
Will he...
At an elite level?
Will he be able to have another title fight and hold it, retain it?
As long as he doesn't fight Khabib, I think that should be a... pretty obtainable thing.
And everybody right now is saying that that's not worth it for him, for Khabib.
To be honest, and this is...
I think Dustin Poirier is going to get fucking...
Oh, yeah.
And I like Poirier.
I do, too.
He's a Louisiana guy. Mm-hmm. He's nice. Southern boy.
And he's going to get
smacked. He's going to get mollywopped.
But McGregor, I think he's too focused on other shit. I really do. I feel like he's too focused on his clout and his whiskey and his fucking kid and he's smashing fans' phones when they ask for pictures. Like, I just don't think he's worried about fighting anymore. He used to be worried about fighting.
Going to Dallas Cowboys games.
And then just wearing glasses and going, ha ha!
Who goes to Dallas Cowboys games?
Connor. I like Connor. I've always been a fan of Connor.
I like him. But
especially
I just wanted to say that.
Asked me by Nate.
I don't even believe that. I just wanted to ask that question.
Nate. Can't even count to five.
So we actually are. Dun, 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 dun. You can't hit it. You can't hit the.
Yeah, no, that's why I did softly.
So, NFL season's almost here, and if you're not excited about it, I can't be excited about it.
I'm so excited for this.
Then I'm excited about.
I just hope they get new refs so we can have fair games. You agree?
Okay, look, I'll be serious for a second. The Saints. They need to chill out. The whole thing needs to chill out. It's over. It's done. There's no reason to be in court right now.
Yeah. Like, what are you going to ask those guys? What are they possibly going to tell you that's going to make you feel any better?
I think at the end of the day, you fire those three. I mean, if you're going to take it this far, you fire them, and then we just don't worry about it, and we change the rule to where if something like that is so obvious and nothing's done about it, then Roger Goodell gets to get lynched in front of everybody at the next draft.
I wouldn't fire him because, to be honest, that's a very hard job to have. Like, I mean, just to work your way up. I mean, you got to start at like flag football games, high school games, college games, big college games, then NFL games. So
yeah,
like,
but if you're already a South Carolina ref, I mean, wow. Southern California.
He was an NFL ref.
Southern California. But that's what I'm saying. They're based out in Southern California.
Yeah.
That's where they were
and
reffing.
I mean, maybe they should have a 6-game suspension and go back to ref school, but I wouldn't fire him. Go to ref school. Learn how to blow your whistle.
You fired.
Blow the whistle.
You fired. You're done. We do have a nice video. Who's your number one wide receiver in the league?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Really?
Yeah, really. It'd be him and then probably Julio if he's not being...
He's injured.
You know, double covered all the
he's
time.
He's injured.
It don't matter. Odell was injured and people he's still not loved injured, him. He was.
I just wanted to see what you would say. Michael Thomas?
I like him.
The best.
Not the best.
He's the best. Oh, God. Hey, he's got the best.
See, he's looking through the Saint shades.
He's got the best. No, I'm not. Statistically, he has the best 4 years of any wide receiver ever. Best first 4 years. So.
Well, who's your favorite receiver that's been in the league 4 years?
Him.
There you go. But who's the best receiver?
Him.
And has been in the league for longer than that.
Him.
No, he has not been in the league for 4 years. Mm-hmm. All right, well, DeAndre Hopkins.
First question. Will Fuller's back on the field. Who's got better braids?
You know, I'm going with my locks. You know, Will Dye is, you know, so, you know, I'm sticking with the original black.
Yeah. So much is talked about the chemistry between you and Deshaun. I remember seeing a video this offseason. Run me through the sushi catch with the chopsticks.
So a lot of people think the sushi catch was fake. It was actually real, man. It was a first try. So first try.
Michael
so,
Thomas can't do that.
The commercial was supposed
we
to
we don't
be
know that.
Like you threw it.
First try? Probably can't.
I bet he'd catch a muffaletta with his pinky.
I bet he could catch it on the third or fourth
he
try.
He could catch a crawfish.
Like with his rank.
He could catch a crawfish with chopsticks.
Like crazy doing a bunch of different things with your hands. What all do you, other than footballs do you work
a boudin ball with chopsticks. No, I'm not going to lie. That's very impressive.
That's impressive.
I'm surprised that Deshaun, you know, didn't tear anything in the making of that video.
He probably did. You don't know.
He could have.
He could have.
He might have.
Some of those things you don't feel till a couple hours later, you know?
Right. Speaking of injuries that don't surprise me at all for people who are highly overrated, Andrew Luck has a calf injury. Surprise.
Is
who would have thought?
Is he just a 35-year-old dad that just like so happened to, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he hasn't practiced in the last two camps, and apparently he's not going to practice in the next two camps. He's dealing with a nagging calf injury. Now, the Chiefs. The man who's made a lot of noise this offseason, Mr. Tyreek Hill.
He's a human glitch.
He's okay.
Yeah.
His quads were hurting him, but he's fine. He's been cleared.
He's good. He's just getting a little massage, a little rubbing oil.
Julio Jones said he's not going to play till preseason. And this is a story that I genuinely feel bad about, but it's hilarious to me at the same time. So hear me out here.
Okay.
You know how Josh Rosen went to the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Flores is the Dolphins head coach,
mm-hmm.
which that to me is funny.
Yeah.
What's even funnier than that is that Ryan Fitzpatrick is now the quarterback for the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to start.
Yeah.
Over Josh Rosen. That sucks.
Rightfully
that
so.
Sucks.
For
no,
at least game one.
I don't know, man. Look, Josh Rosen, I think, is a very good quarterback. I think that he got fucked over
in
Arizona.
Completely fucked. Arizona's a
first year head coach.
Organization.
Everything. Well, and then he's not even there anymore. So, like,
they fired a coach after a year. I mean, what?
That's what I'm saying. He was in a fucked up situation. Now he's in Miami with Brian Flores, who doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. And Fitzpatrick. I'm just saying, I think Josh Rosen is a very talented quarterback.
Do you think they were doing with Adam Gase?
Well, no, but I don't think Adam Gase is going to do any better with the Jets either. What I'm saying is that he is fucked because he might just fall under the back burner of bad situations. Like Brian Flores might be like, oh, he's got more, he controls the huddle and his play calling is magnificent. But Josh Rosen, obviously, he's going to have more longevity. He's got better talent. He's tall. I mean, what more do you need to have? I'm just saying, I really don't think Josh Rosen has had a fair shot.
If you're listening to
anything.
Me at the Chosen Rosen, Titans need a quarterback. So.
Ooh. Not named Ryan Tannehill or Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota's get injured with the first 4 weeks. So.
I just feel like do you also get a vibe from him that he says four words in the locker room all season?
He probably doesn't talk to his guys at all.
Like, I feel like he goes and he's like, hey, good job.
He brings him.
Like, after a win, he's like, hey, we got it.
He brings in spam. He gives him some spam. And then
probably a loofah.
Mm-hmm. Surfs, goes and surfs on the Cumberland. Look, I'm just saying, I like Marcus Mariota.
I love Marcus.
But I don't think that he's a great starting quarterback. I don't. Now, he's got weapons this year to prove otherwise, and he's got an offensive line. I just feel like we're not seeing the 100%. Taylor Lewan, that sucks.
Yeah.
We love you. We're sorry, but that sucks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what can you do?
What are you going to do? You're not T.J. Dillashaw. Could be worse.
Could be getting caught.
Could be worse.
You could be getting caught.
You're not Barry Bonds.
Yeah. You don't have a head the size of a pumpkin. Could be worse.
Could be worse.
Could have. Could be worse.
Could be worse.
It could be bratwurst.
It could be the worst. Bratwurst. Hitler. Dana White. Now, look. The Raiders, to me, I'm going to go ahead and say, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm dead wrong. Mm-hmm. Laughing stock of the NFL. This year, I think they bust super hard.
Okay. I'll tell you why they're not.
Okay.
I'll tell you why they're going to win the Super Bowl.
I'll tell you why they are after
because
that.
Because they got Ronald Ollie. I just wanted to say that. Yeah, they're a bust. Dude, it's actually like a circus on television. Well, and John Gruden's just like the...
Well, the other day he was literally like, Vontaze Burfict is the face of the Raiders. All right, dude, what?
You had Khalil Mack.
What are you talking about? Vontaze Burfict's the face of the Raiders? Look, I know the Raiders are all about grit and their toughness and all of that, but Vontaze Burfict, bro, that's the guy you give the keys to the car? Him?
He's gonna kill all of you because he's mad.
No, it doesn't even have to do with it. He's dude.
I wonder if Derek Carr and him get along in practice.
I'm surprised he hasn't roadhoused John Gruden already. Just ripped his trachea out straight up. And look, man, I could be wrong. I'm just saying, from what I've read and heard about Vontaze Burfict, you might as well give OJ the Nets. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Well, I'm just asking.
I mean, I feel like Vontaze Burfict has gotten away with more targeting hits and dirty hits in the NFL in, like, history.
Who do you think would win in a beat the shit out of your wife contest? Greg Hardy or Vontaze Burfict?
Ooh. Greg Hardy's got some he's developed some he's hands. Right hook. He's developed some that hands hook. In the UFC.
Could really
he would fuck her up.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean Vontaze Burfict, I mean could just imagine a spear from that man. Like you get mad at him, he's
like edge.
Like you say, get the fuck out. And then he just charges at you a hallway down. You're
like,
fucked.
Like Edge in 07. We don't support domestic abuse at
all. Absolutely not.
These are just
but if
the
it
track
ever,
records that these gentlemen have. And they're good at what they do. What can we say?
Yeah.
So we just
like
compare.
Just like Pac-Man Jones has a
debate.
Really good track record at strip clubs. And,
right.
You know?
Exactly.
I'm not making it up about him.
I'm not making the rules here.
I just don't ever, if you are ever in a club, just know this, and Pac-Man Jones walks in, just casually walk out because you don't want to be there.
And definitely don't ever go into an elevator with Ray Rice because that shit
or
is
a diner
not
with Joe Mixon.
Mm-mm. Nope.
You know? Or you don't want to like hang out, you know, with Kareem Hunt in a Fourier.
Right.
These are, you know, these are just things.
Don't hang out with Adrian Peterson's son, because you might get spanked.
Yeah, everyone knows Adrian Peterson has switches hanging around everywhere. He's like one's on his, like just hanging on the wall.
You know what? We don't write the rules. We don't make these rules.
No.
You know, we don't make these rules at all. As a matter of fact, it's only really a matter of time till Adam Gase's assistant coaches start railing cocaine in the Jets facility.
Kind of thought that'd already be happening. I mean, that happened day one.
The Jets.
They were like, "Hey,
right.
Adam,
hey."
Come join the club.
Hey, man.
You got the interview
you're
right
cool.
after. It's cool.
You're not cool.
Dude, it's
That's
cool.
That's why when he showed up, he was like,
yeah. Hey, dude, Adam, you're good. They'll just think you're goofy.
He looked like the meme with like the Armenian dude or whoever it is who comes out with like the sweater and he's like, you know what I'm talking yeah. about? That's who Adam Gase looked like when he went to his presser. But
he looked like he injected meth into his cock hole.
We're very excited about the NFL preseason. Hard Knocks is going to be on the Raiders, so we're not going to have to look far.
To watch a hilarious series,
the
this
circus
season.
That is Hard Knocks. What team are you most excited about in the preseason?
I want to see what the Bears got, just because I'm so excited to see what the Bears have. It's just been a long time coming. Bears and
Broncos and the Falcons play this Thursday, yep. August 1st, 8 p.m.
Go Broncos.
I'm tingly. But the last matchup, the last three matchups they've had, the Falcons have won. The last time they played, the Falcons won 23-16 in October 9th, 2016. Yeah.
It's a long time.
Well, I don't really have a reason to play each other, but
still.
To the Bears? That's
yeah,
who?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Bears and the Giants, because everyone's talking shit. And the Jets, really. The New York teams, because.
Do you think the Giants are going to do something?
The people are thinking the Giants are going to be better than the Jets, and I'm just like, y'all both suck.
Yeah, no.
I want to see who's going to be better.
Shitty.
They're both evenly ass.
I mean, but out of the two, I mean, in my opinion, I think the Jets are going to be the better
team.
They're
both fighting for last place.
No, I don't know. The Bills are pretty terrible. The Jets are terrible, but the Bills are terrible. Bengals are terrible. Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll see. I like Doug Marrone. And then the Raiders. I mean, they were both.
Doug Marrone.
The Raiders were both four baloney. Spam.
I wonder how much bologna, pounds of bologna he's eating this
offseason. Marcus Mariota went to him, that'd be perfect. Just spamming bologna all day long.
Spamming it up.
But Nick Foles is in Jacksonville. Okay, so listen, hot take. Jacksonville's going to be good. Okay. Jacksonville could win their division.
Don't say that.
Mm-hmm. They could beat the Tech. Listen, hear me out. Blake Bortles' year, the year they go to the AFC Championship. Mm-hmm. Defense is great. Last year, the reason they sucked, their defense was terrible. And we like Blake Bortles,
no.
But their offensive line wasn't that great either. Okay? So you've got a lot of diva, a lot of drama. Defense didn't perform well. Blake Bortles maybe shouldn't have been cut, but he was. Now you got a quarterback who can perform with weapons, and you've got a good defense. They could win their division. The Colts, they've got a stacked division. They've got Titans, Colts. Them,
I mean, AFC South's
Texans.
Tough. It's pretty tough.
It's one of the tougher divisions of football this year.
I just
year.
Feel like it's one of the most evenly distributed divisions.
I don't think that they're going to have a Jacksonville. What did they have last year? 5-1 season? I don't think they'll have a 5-1 season this year.
It'll be better than that. But that's just because of...
I think they get a wild card.
That's because of Foles.
I think they get a wild card. Because the Colts and the Texans last year are the one game apart. And the Titans are one... I mean, it's 9-10-11.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know... but I still think, the NFC is harder this year than the AFC.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, that's hard to say.
I mean, the Chargers, the Patriots, the Chiefs, those are your,
I mean, I'm looking right now at the NFC. I got Cowboys, I guess the Bears,
I mean, the Eagles
maybe,
are projected to do well.
Saints, Rams.
Okay, but then you still have, I mean, you got to think, man, like the Falcons are projected to do well. You've got the Rams, the Falcons,
Vikings,
the Saints, the Bears,
Eagles,
the Packers.
But then you look at the AFC.
Cowboys.
AFC's stacked, dude. You got AFC,
you have the Chiefs.
Kansas City. Don't count them out.
Hey,
every
Kansas
year.
City? I already
no, the
said
Patriots,
them.
The Patriots.
No, I already said that too.
Because
that they're in there.
That.
They're in there.
Until they lose 3 years back to back or something, that's when
When Tom Brady retires, unless Belichick can pull something else out of his ass.
Until Belichick's gone, until both of them are gone.
You're right. And Robert Kraft, they'll all leave at the same time.
Rubbing, tugging
what
away.
What if something happens?
What is Robert Kraft doing? What's going on with that?
That's how it works. Something bad happens. You wait it out. You
forget about it?
Yeah.
So he's going to be back, shaking hands.
I think the only one that hadn't got away with that tactic is O.J., I don't know. I'm not sure he'll get it. Well, he might have. I guess it depends.
Bro, he's famous for everything that
I'm
happened.
Just saying, man. I would have rather watched OJ host the SCs or ESPYs than fucking Tracy Morgan.
I would want OJ to host every news channel for the rest of my life. I just want to talk every day on TV.
That would be awesome.
Why not? We'll just have the
Good Morning, San Francisco. It's your neighborly anchor. Mr. O.J. Simpson.
Fuck Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They need Keeping Up with the Juice.
Yeah.
Dude, just follow that man around with a camera all day.
It's going to be hard to do if he's in a white Bronco, though. It's going to be hard to keep up with him.
Hey, dude, if I was a cameraman, I would just be like, hey, O.J., murder.
You just get AC the whole time to just be his guy. Yeah. He'll be like his right-hand man.
Yeah.
The Jazzy Jeff.
Yo, O.J., my girl pregnant. We're thinking about naming her Ron. What you think?
Maybe not.
Maybe not want to say that.
Knife without a K.
Hey, OJ, you got any knives I can use to... Oh, yeah, buddy, I got you.
Do you have any gloves I can use? I'm cold. All right, so now we're going to talk about college football. This is really what we've been waiting on. This is our heroin, okay? This is what we get high to. No, I'm not.
Will Kelly Bryant be the show out of the year?
First off, Kelly Bryant's not even in like the top three transfer quarterbacks. Let's go ahead and be real here. Jalen Hurts is number one.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, transfer.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about overall quarterback.
Well, I think Trevor Lawrence is probably that's the guy.
For sure.
I mean, I don't even want to say it, but it's kind of like if you don't say it, then you're just going to look stupid. So you got to say it.
Why do you want to say it? He's a beast.
I don't really want to say.
That dude's a freshman and just won the national championship like it was nothing.
How is Georgia not considered running back you?
Because Alabama is, in my opinion.
But then they have teams like USC and Wisconsin up in front of them, which they've had some. I mean, obviously the Juice. They've had great.
Georgia's definitely a running back university. Herschel Walker.
100%. But you've got Todd Gurley. They have four starting running backs in the NFL
Nick
now.
Chubb.
Sonny Michel, Nick Chubb, Todd Gurley, and then there's more.
There's a lot.
There's more.
Just wait. There's more.
But wait. So, I don't know. I think they get snubbed. Oklahoma, which they do have some pretty damn good. I tell you. Wisconsin, Jonathan Taylor's nice.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but I just feel like Georgia doesn't get enough credit. They just got to commit.
I think
the number one
personally
running back in the nation for 2021.
That Georgia could win a national championship seriously the next 3 or 4 years.
What? I think they could win this year. They've already been there. They're already there.
It sucks.
They choke. And now I'm scared that Jim Chaney's going to be the reason that we don't get to where. Because they couldn't with him. You see what I'm saying? I say we, I don't know who I'm talking about, but you know what I'm saying.
Either. Fucking
you know what I'm saying?
Delta Tech. But, like, I mean, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. That's just time or two.
Is Florida for real?
Dan Mullen's for real. I don't know if Florida is. I got to see how the players, if they buy into his weird, quirky ways.
I think Dan Mullen could be like Butch Jones.
I think he is on the fence. He's on the fence of being a great coach with quirky ways, and he's on the fence of also being a used car salesman. But he's a good play caller.
Dude, the video of him, it's still an all-time video. UT Chattanooga.
Oh, God.
You just got to look it up.
UT Chattanooga.
I think Dan Mullen's the Antichrist, but
Dan
Mullen to me is like if Darren Revell coached. That's what Dan Mullen is to me.
Okay, I mean, whatever.
We're gonna see fraud. Fraud Mullen.
Fraud Mullen.
You're wanted.
Chucky Mullins.
You're wanted for fraud. Oh wait. Oh. Hang on, go back to the beginning. This is the Dan Mullen we all know. This is Mississippi State Dan Mullen. And just his face, just like he thinks he's so cool. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
How did you find – who recruited? How did I – Nick Fitzgerald? We had to beat out UT Chattanooga. And he just puts a fucking stogie in his mouth, which he probably doesn't smoke because people at church will get mad at him.
But he's an atheist.
Right. Atheist church. You know the devil doesn't like you smoking them cigars.
Them stogies.
I think that we'll probably end it on the Dan Mullen mark. But to be honest with you guys, we can't wait. Can't wait for college football. We can't wait for the Heisman. Oh, we've got more stuff coming too. More format, a little more neatness, a little more pizzazz, some consistency.
30 days till kickoff.
30 days until
and
kickoff.
Well, 2 days until preseason kickoff.
Exactly.
30 days till college football kickoff. That's what that was.
We hope everybody has a great day.
Keith.
Oh, Keith.
Cue the knee deep. Mm. Hey. See y'all later.
Oh, I just want to say I commit to Carlisle University.
Yeah, it's a great school. Graduated there with a PhD. Yeah.